Breakfast with Martin Pester.
You know what? We always on the show try and keep ahead or in touch with the latest regulations and laws around this lockdown, because a lot of it, you know how people are. One person says this, the other person says that. A lot of fake news out there as well, a lot of interpretation. And we just like to know the clarity around what is a law, what is a regulation, and what isn't. One of those regulations or laws, which we'll discuss in a moment, that I see differing opinions about, is the wearing of masks in your car. Now, when you're in a bus or a taxi where there are a lot of people in one space, it is mandatory. You've got to wear a face mask.
Yes.
For obvious reasons, you're in the company of other people. Now, when you're driving in your car alone, you know, what's the story? A lot of us are trying to get our heads around that one. Why would you have to wear a mask then? Let's just clarify that with our good friend to the show, Megan Harrington Johnson. Now, she's from HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg. Morning, Megan.
Hi, Martin.
I know this is more or less your digital racing time or something, isn't it?
Today's actually a run day, so I can luckily go and run at 7 o'clock, unlike you guys.
Yes. Thanks for reminding us. Listen, let's start with that one, the mask in the car. There seems to be a debate around it.
Martin, there's a debate around all of these regulations, and I think part of the problem is that the risk-adjusted strategy and the original lockdown regulations, which were drafted at the beginning of the lockdown, are very badly drafted. And I'm just going to come out and say it. They're very ambiguous and they're very confusing, and it's made worse by the fact that the ministers can release their own directives subsequent to the regulations. So essentially, the regulation around wearing a mask in a car, the answer is we actually do not know, because it's open to interpretation. And the reason for this is because Section 5.1 of the risk-adjusted strategy document says that all persons must wear a mask when in public, or something covering their nose and mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue for interpretation is your car a public, is it being utilized on a public space, because you'd obviously be on a public road, etc. So it's debatable. So we are just advising everybody to err on the side of caution. Keep your mask in the car with you, because, as I said previously on the show, if you are pulled over by a enforcement officer, so a policeman or a metro police official, to check whether or not you have a mask, you are then in a public space because you've opened your window and you're engaging with another person. So just keep the mask in your car. Whether or not you have to actually wear it in your vehicle remains open for interpretation.
Yeah, I mean, you can also debate, obviously, it's unlikely that it's going to stand up in court, that there's going to be a ruling against you for not wearing your mask when you're alone in a car. But I hear what you're saying.
That comes to my next point, though, and this is very important, because over the last couple of days, we've seen a number of arrests of people for not wearing masks. So whether they are on the road or in a shopping center or in their vehicle. And this has been a big bone of contention, because is it illegal or is it unlawful to not be wearing a mask in your car? And the regulations make it unlawful. So hence, if you do not have a mask on in a public space at all, it is unlawful. However, it is not a criminal offense. And this was only clarified over the weekend by the South African Police Services. So they're saying whilst not having a mask is contrary to the regulations, it does not amount to a criminal offense and you cannot be arrested for saying. We don't know what the actual ramifications are, though, because that has not yet been gazetted or regulated.
So from what you're saying is, it seems unlikely that they can arrest you and take you in or charge you a fine.
They actually can't, Martin. They're not allowed to arrest you for not having a mask on in public.
So where does that fine come from then? Wasn't there a fine set out for it?
No. So we don't actually know what's happening. So we've seen a couple of documents floating around and being sent, and you see them in the news, and the veracity of them we're unsure of, because the actual regulations don't stipulate that this is an offense. They just say that you must wear a mask.
It's recommended.
The regulation, it is mandated. So it's stated that you must wear a mask in public. There's a difference between a recommendation and a mandate. You have to wear a mask in public, but the regulations are very clear as to what amounts to a criminal offense / something that you can be fined for. And not wearing a mask is not one of those things. So whilst it's unlawful, it's not necessarily criminal. But they have not yet told us what the ramifications of not complying are.
Okay. So maybe, where does this come from? The police minister? Who's the person who should be getting their head around this and making it clear?
Yes. So the person who is supposed to be issuing directions as to who, what the ramifications are would be the police minister. But there has also been a call on government to amend the regulations because they are so vague and confusing. The regulations themselves as opposed to the directives that result from the regulations. And I know this is quite technical and I apologize for it, but that's why we're just telling people to err on the side of caution because there is a lot of confusion around this issue.
Would you say, in your opinion right now, if you get arrested for something like that, would you have a case of unlawful arrest?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Specifically for not wearing a mask in public. Okay. Right. Remember that that only relates to the mask. Things like being outside of your home for a purpose other than that specified in the regulations, that is a criminal offence. Things like selling alcohol, criminal offence.
Illegal.
Things like illegal. And illegal. Everything that I'm talking about is illegal, but there's a difference between illegal and criminal. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay. So as it stands, it is general consensus within the world of law that wearing a mask is not wearing a mask is not a criminal offense at this time. Could be clarified in an hour or two, we've now learned.
Yes,
as
correct.
as we sit here now at 6:52 Wednesday morning. The other thing quickly was the cigarette pack. Now, when we were on air the other day, you said that you recommend people don't have cigarettes in their car. Don't give them any reason to investigate you, for the
correct.
Lack of a better way of putting it. Is it illegal to have a pack of cigarettes with you in the car?
So I stand by that original submission. I would prefer you not to have cigarettes with you in the vehicle. But no, it is not illegal to have cigarettes in the vehicle with you. You are allowed to transport cigarettes, but you are not allowed to transport alcohol. That being said, you are not allowed to sell cigarettes. So I don't want anybody to get themselves in trouble where they are pulled over in a roadblock and have a carton of cigarettes in their vehicle and the police think that they are intending to sell it or have purchased it somewhere.
Yeah, and it's also unreasonable for them to suspect that you're dealing in cigarettes if you've got one pack of cigarettes on you.
That would be extremely unreasonable, yes.
Yeah, so it'll probably not stand up in court or it wouldn't be good grounds for an arrest.
Correct.
Have they? But they have been arresting people for not for, for having cigarettes on them, or haven't they?
They have, from what we've been hearing. But as I said, if we're confused about the regulations, the police are also confused about the regulations.
Good
and that's why over the weekend, SACS did release a clarification document where they specified what the police can and cannot arrest people for. So hopefully this will be dealt with in a better manner going forward.
All right. Thank you so much for the chat again. These things change from time to time, so we'll chat to you some more from time to time. The moment I want to ask you that the moment you spot something that we might not spot in terms of a change in the regulations and a change in the laws, hook us up and let's get you on air so we can keep everybody up to date, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. They change from minute to minute.
So they really do.
Happy
really
to do. Let you know.
Yeah. Thanks, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Martin.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Megan Harrington-Johnson there from HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg. I really hope that helped you, right? Any questions? Always welcome. 084 850 0942.
Got something you want to say?
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jack of Breakfast.